This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Key and D, the podcast.
King and D, we're a mess, but we make it funny. King and D, there's just always bloody something. King and D, just two housemates with a dream. King and D, if you don't like us, you're dead to me. Dead to me, dead to me. If you don't like us, you're dead to me. Dead to me, dead to me. If you don't like us, you're dead to me.
Yeah, right, Kate.
Yeah, babe, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh my God, this feels so weird. It feels like we're back in lockdown.
I know, because we're doing a remote recording.
Because we're at home.
Our schedules, we just couldn't make it to the studio today.
We just couldn't make it work. It was just like crazy, crazy, busy, busy.
We're just so busy.
No, I fucked up the booking, didn't I?
Yeah, you little Miss Double Booker.
Yeah, sorry.
But it's quite nice. It's quite nice to mix it up. I do like the studio.
I like it. There might be some random street noises that filter in.
Like the homeless
Peckham.
Men that sit on that bench on the corner.
The party bench.
The old party bench.
That hasn't been that bad recently. Do you remember like 2 years ago? Honestly, like couldn't even open my windows. It was just like.
It was way too
There was
much.
A brawl.
There were, it was
every
like,
Friday night.
It was really intense. Well, yeah. The quiet. Just one or two of them out there occasionally now.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I just remembered when Dee was coming over to my house once.
It is a lovely area, by the way.
No,
just
it's
this
lovely.
One bench is like the party bench.
Lovely. I've actually tried to get that bench removed. I actually contacted the council, but anyway, that's a whole other story.
They don't know where else to go. They're happy.
It's a whole other story. I'm not being a Karen about it, but honestly, when you can't open your windows for 6 months, you're like, get
it
that bench.
It was pretty mental. They'd like bring a boom box
babe.
In. Be like, what's going on?
But like, I remember when you were coming over and all I could hear was out of my window was like, I'll fucking knock you out. I was like, what the fuck?
Well, they started on me. They started on me.
And you just were having like not a good day.
So you're like, northern, the real life.
You're like, I'll fucking knock you out.
Yeah, I get very like defensive of myself.
Yeah, I can hear you before I see.
Well, thank you. I think like maybe one of them was being really flirty or like
trying to be flirty.
Trying to be flirty, but it's really funny my reaction. A while ago, actually, I got, is it cat?
Cat called.
Called, yeah.
Yeah.
And my reaction, I was just like, girl, fucking get dead.
I think that's because we're in our 30s now and we're like, so I've lost the social nicety that would make me not scream
yeah.
at someone who tried to even like beat me. Like I was on a run the other day. and these guys in a van like beeped me, and it just scared me so much. And yeah. I was so angry. I was like, yeah. go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I know exactly. I think it scares you a bit. So you're immediately, I mean, it's actually quite nice. You're like, you're hitting on me,
yeah.
but.
Yeah, we're at the age now. We're like, thank you. Actually, any attention is welcome.
I'll take that. I'll take that. But yeah, that day that the old bench lot came at me, I wasn't ready.
Was trying to like, it's trying to charm you and you weren't having any of it. Like, go fuck yourself.
Absolutely not.
That was funny.
Anyway, well, this is an Agony Aunt episode.
Yeah, it is.
So shall we get into some little questions?
Please, my favorite day of the week.
See what's been bloody going on in your life.
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
Okay, right, here we go. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Hit it. Okay, sorry. Bailey J. Mills does that. And we love it.
Such a niche
reference. We love Bailey J. Mills. Okay, this is a lot. This person's like wrote quite a few slides.
Oh, really? Okay, they're desperate for our help.
So he's gone, oh, for real, I need help. The guy I'm speaking to, 3 dates in, is starting to give me shit chat. Right?
Oh.
All 3 dates were good. Haven't done the dirty yet.
Love it.
Even got him flowers for date one.
Cute.
He started chasing me. I'm into him. Even asked him if everything was okay. Basically give him an out if he doesn't want to date anymore.
Right.
Replied to me saying, yeah, we can still grab dinner and stuff. Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So I'm overthinking. But I just went on Grindr to spy and he's been active today. So I don't know where to stand. Like 3 dates is nothing. So free to mess around. But he's also been texting me for over a month now. So I'm lost. I hate boys. Also, Diana, if you remember, I met you at the X Factor tour.
There's always that.
And gave you a shitty dice bracelet.
There's always that.
I'm dead.
Love you. Little stage door fan.
I'm obsessed. Yeah.
Okay, so the main conundrum is they've been dating and it's shit chat.
It's just gonna be sour, hasn't it?
A bit stale.
Ugh, it's just not the vibe, is
hard.
It?
Because real interest should be like increasing, not peaking and then falling off the cliff.
And it should just flow.
Yeah.
It's like, it's really interesting actually, because, you know, I'm single at the moment, but like I'm dating someone and I was seeing someone before.
Yeah.
And the way that the conversation, this one guy that I'm dating, is like really flowing. It's just so natural and it's really lovely. And I know what to say all the time.
Yeah.
The guy before messaged me like once every 2 days.
Honestly, yeah. And had all of his notifications turned off and like was just not
available. No flow. The minute you think you get into a rhythm, it then shut off. But it should just feel really nice and fun.
And also I think sometimes it takes people a little bit longer to get to that point.
Mm.
Like some people don't like to talk back. I mean, it's funny. I was thinking about it because our friendship group, we have never ending WhatsApp chats. We don't say hello.
Yeah.
We don't say goodbye.
No.
We never say, how are you? We just be like, it just never stops.
Absolutely
but
not.
Dating who I'm dating now, they're not like that. It's
like
every conversation is intentional.
Yeah.
And it's like for a purpose, right?
Yeah.
And so like, I have to remind myself that people aren't like us.
I know they're
and
not.
Like don't want to talk over text all the time and don't want to have small talk over text. Like I literally will text one of my best friends like, what should I have for dinner? And we'll have a whole back and forwards about, I don't know if I feel like that. Maybe I feel like this.
Yeah.
And like most people don't want to have those chats.
Yeah, they're just like, there are just some people that it's just like, it's like you, my sister, like Shan. Fucking Chantelle.
I know, because I love that she lives.
But actually,
she always listens to this podcast. She loves it when we give her a mention.
Oh my God, she absolutely loves it. But even like me and my friend Josh, like I'll just say, we won't speak for like 2 weeks. And
they'll
just like send me a picture being like, is this nice for Instagram? And I'll just go, no.
Awful. Hate it. You look disgusting.
Or I'll just message him on Instagram and he'll message me. I'll put a photo up and go, delete.
Delete. Yeah, but that's real friendship.
But people aren't like that. But yeah, dating. I mean, gone a bit sour. And he's also on Grindr. He's grinding about town.
Yeah, he's grinding about town. God knows what.
It's
different with gay relationships though, isn't it? I feel like the gay friends that I have that I speak to have been on Grindr, have met people on Grindr. Like it takes longer for people to lock it down. Would you agree? Like
totally.
They're just out there.
More promiscuous,
having a great time because I guess, you know, that's just like not all of them, not all gays, but like a lot of them are just like, you know, it's more open than heterosexual relationships.
I just think, though, I fucking hate wasting time. I just think that it's like, if you just need to lock a date in, and then you probably just need to have it out because you have given him like a get out. So I just think get that date locked in. And if he's like being a bit weird and like, no, then just be like,
don't bother. You have to ask yourself if you want to be with someone who's on Grindr, like still when they're dating you, or if you would prefer a more monogamous relationship.
But it is real soon. They're only on three dates.
I was going to say, like, maybe just give it a bit of time. Like, I think, and this is what I was saying to you before, I think as human beings, we psych ourselves out of self-defense. Mm. We don't want to like feel too much or like someone too much. So we're just like, we find things early to not like about them, to psych ourselves out. I just think if we stop doing that a bit and just go, I'm going to stop focusing on the outcome. Mm. How does this person make me feel moment to moment? And take it from there, because three dates isn't enough to make your mind up.
I know, and also I've said this to friends before, because people, I've got a friend of mine who really needs to always have like an answer or an outcome or nowhere, and that's what that person's just messaging. That's so fucking weird.
Who is it? Oh yeah.
And she needs things to be really, really clear. But actually, sometimes go on a date with someone else. You get on Grindr.
Oh, get on Grindr,
and then like keep that person on the background, and then they probably will pop up again anyway. The background. And then they'll probably pop up. So, like, sometimes you don't need to have this like final answer being like, what are you looking for? Where are we?
It's an anxiety thing though. I think we do it to control the outcome of things. But really in relationships and dating, you can't control the outcome. So just fucking let it go. I wish I'd told myself that so many times. Let it go. You've got no control over it anyway. Someone once said to me, it's not the other person in control, it's the universe in control. And I really think that in dating is true. Like, when you're feeling a certain like way about an outcome, just think this is all happening the way it's supposed to, and it's not that person or anyone, it's just the universe.
Well, if I'm gonna give you advice, I'd say get yourself on Grindr.
Get on Grindr.
Go to a few hookups.
Go to some sex parties and see how you feel after.
Babe, go to a few sex parties and like message the guy and be like, hey, do you want to have a date?
Yeah, but he'll feel it when your energy pulls away anyway.
Oh my god, they always do. Can get your dick about town.
Get your dick out.
Get your dick about town. Have a good time. And don't put all eggs in one basket. My favorite
Remember, number one agony aunt tip.
Yeah, just go. You live your fucking life.
Live your life.
Thanks for the bracelet, hon. The dice bracelet.
No.
I'm obsessed. Okay, next one. Friend's fiance broke off their engagement but now wants her back. Can we trust him? No.
I always feel sorry for the guy that comes back, because then, you know, you're not just going to have to deal with issues with your partner. You're going to have to deal with the friends not liking you.
The wrath of the old friends.
The wrath of the old friends.
This is just bullshit though, right? Okay, so you engage, you go and get a ring, right? You get down on one bloody knee, you do the whole engagement, and then like you go, actually, I'm sorry about that.
Actually.
I thought that was an accident.
Do you know what? I've woken up today and I don't know if that's
Do you know what I mean though? Like that he's intentionally decided to do that and then gone back. I think that's just a bit fucking like weird.
Yeah, that is weird. Obviously depends on like the reason. But if it's because he's not sure about how he feels, I actually think that's even more worrying than like cheating or something. If someone goes, oh, I don't know how I feel about you, I'm like,
it's just like really messing about, isn't it? Like, and also, if you're going to marry this person and they've already engaged you and then they've got cold feet, you're thinking, well, what if I marry her and then you've got cold feet and I'll be getting divorced in no time?
It's when people don't know what they want, it's hard, because no amount of you being perfect or anything can ever convince someone if they're not in that frame of mind. So I don't know.
But then like, you know,
sleep with one eye open.
Yeah. Or sleep with someone else.
Or just watch... Or just when she's not looking, just look at him dead in the eye and go, I'm watching.
Yeah, I know. Like, make him feel really uncomfortable.
Yeah,
We need more context. Like, what did he do? Did he sleep with somebody else? He just got cold feet.
I don't think so, because I think that would have been mentioned if there was cheating. I think it's probably just like he's broken up with her, regretted it, gotten her back. And she obviously loves him. She's giving him a chance. And then she's got to sell it to the friends.
It's really hard as well, because like you can't just be really off with him all the time, because I'm just going to put yourself like real off
with
him.
Friend's going to be like, what are you doing?
Because as well, it'll just like put like strain on their relationship because you just got, it's so bullshit sometimes with like friends and their partners if you don't agree with them, because you just got to basically just shut up.
We get this question all the time. And I actually think it's like one of those ones where you don't have a choice who your friends date.
Yeah.
So as long as they're not a fucking asshole, like, you're just going to have to accept them.
Can you trust him? I don't think you could trust anyone.
Yeah.
I don't think you can trust anyone.
Nah.
People let you down. People disappoint you.
Yeah.
And I just think.
Constantly.
Constant. It's constant.
Forever.
Life.
Till you die.
Till the day you die.
Yeah.
So it's not looking good. It's not looking good, really.
I think just psych him out. He's earned it. He deserves it.
I just think accept him and just like see what happens.
And good luck to him.
And good luck to you.
Good luck to you, Dom.
Oh dear. Right. Oh dear. Okay. Next one.
Next
okay.
One.
This was it.
Yeah.
I'm 24 years old and I'm still a virgin.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm very self-conscious of it.
I can imagine. Okay. All right.
24 years old and still a virgin.
Let's sort this out. Let's sort this out.
Let's sort this out.
Let's sort this out.
And they obviously want to have sex.
They want to have sex. Do they?
What's going on there?
I think it'd be so, that's so interesting. All right. Can I ask a personal question?
Yeah.
When did you lose your virginity?
I lost it. I can't remember if I was 16 or 17 with my first boyfriend that I was with for like maybe 8 months or something like that.
Yeah.
And I went to an all-girls school. So.
Yeah.
There was some boys that I'd hang out with the weekends like after school. Yeah. They're like baddens. And, and I mean, I was like doing like stuff like when I was younger.
Do you remember like kissing boys really young as well? They'd just like dart. They'd put their tongue in your mouth and like swirl it around.
Oh my God.
Like,
my first kiss was at this ice rink. And my God, I was real cold.
Oh my God. And it was like a tongue's just darting in and out like a lizard.
It was awful.
Yeah, it's not good. I was quite young when I lost my virginity, but like I really wish now looking back that I'd waited because I didn't get it. But like back in the day, like kids are just like so in a rush to get everywhere, you know, and do everything all at once.
I was real scared of it. Like when I was like the thought of even kissing someone for the first time, I was like, oh my God, I'm lying. But then it just, I don't think being embarrassed at 24 is like so really freaking young.
I think that's really classy.
You've got loads of good years of sex ahead of you. And how about, I don't know, I lost mine. He was my boyfriend, but more than a boyfriend, he was a friend. Mm. He was like really in love with me.
Yeah.
And I just felt really safe around him and comfortable. And so it was just easy. I don't know, maybe make friends, do it with a friend.
Do it with a friend.
Do it
Ask if any of your friends are just, is anyone around on Saturday?
Anyone all right? Just to give me a quick scene.
Just give me a quick scene.
Just a little quick scene.
No, that's really good advice because I think you probably in your head about it and really like it's a beautiful thing. And I think if you do it with someone kind, that will make a huge difference.
But it's hard because like you've got it all like built up on a pedestal now. And actually the first time is probably just going to be a bit shit.
It's going to be rubbish. Like don't even bother.
Yeah. Like just get it done. Like stop putting like building it up in your head because, and then once that like, you meet someone that you really, really like, and then you'll get into a rhythm. That's when sex gets really good.
Yeah. When you hit your late 20s, sex gets fucking great.
I'm having some really good sex. Oh. I'm happy. Orgasm around that clock.
Yeah. Around that park?
Around that clock. Oh. Round the clock, around the park. Victoria Park. Good to see me orgasming around Victoria Park.
Jesus Christ.
Although that is quite fun then.
It's quite fun.
Anyway, all right. Well, all right. I just think either, you know,
get a friend.
On Grindr or Field and, you know, use it to advantage because that's hot or do it with a nice friend.
Your precious virginity has been savored until this moment.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's ready for the taking. It's exciting.
All right. Well then.
All right.
I think that's all we've got time for.
Yeah. I didn't think we'd be giving out losing your virginity advice today.
I remember when I was losing my virginity, my dad kept calling me.
No! Eddie,
because I remember it, we knew I was going to do it that night, right? And then I was like, oh, okay, right, this is the night. So I built it up, but I left it at the very last moment. And then he was like outside. I thought he was bad that.
He was outside waiting to pick
you
up.
Yeah, and
no.
I was like, okay, we have to start.
Oh my God.
And the second time it was a lot better because like it's scary. And then
you
do the second
time. Yeah,
you
just need to get the first time over and done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. Okay. Well, thanks.
Have fun with that.
Well, thanks for listening. Hope you have loads of sex. I hope that your fiance's friends.
I hope you. I hope your friend's fiance's. Yeah.
I hope
he does all right. I hope he does better this time around. And what was the first one?
I hope that
guy comes through for you.
Yeah, I do.
And gets the fuck off Grindr.
Yeah, or you just get on it and do what you want.
Lock it down, baby.
All right. Follow us on KeyandD on Instagram, KeyandD and Show on TikTok.
And rate and review.
Yeah.
And subscribe.
Like, tell your friends. Send it.
Things.
Share it.
Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
KeyandD. If you
you don't like us, you're dead to me, dead to me, dead to me. If you don't subscribe, you're dead to me, dead to me, dead to me. If you don't give us 5 stars, you're dead to me, dead to me, dead to me. If you don't follow us on Instagram, you're dead to me, dead to me, dead to me. If you don't like us, you're dead to me.
Insanity Group.